The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
It's time once again to be flabbergasted by the rolling tongue, the juggling of words, thoughts, and phrases, like a Spaniard on a tightrope. Here is the one, the only, the man of 2 hours, Frank Cottolo.
This fucking time. No! No, 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 no! No! No, 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 no! No! Not this fucking time! No fucking way! No fucking way! No fucking way! No fucking way! You made me look a right cunt!
Hallelujah Trail!
The Hallelujah!
It is night. Wake up. It is night. Noche es noche. The godfather of internet radio. Broadcasting, alternative broadcasting, the bard of broadcasting, king of the web, the vegetable man. I don't like that king of the web. I like the vegetable man, the vegetable man, the difficult historian. That's a satire. My name is Frank Cottolo. Man's name is George. The title of the show, and the show is on and goes on. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into every bordello. And there are many, many bordellos You know, when is that, you know, gambling became, once they said it's never, well, wait. Once they said there'll be no drinking, long time ago, and Prohibition, you remember that, Chicago, Al Capone, Untouchables, all that stuff, then there was drinking. Then no gambling. The years went by, except for racetracks. Then there was gambling everywhere, used to be not, but in Nevada, then there was gambling. So, that's still something exclusive with Nevada. And I know there are many people who, I don't know there are many people at all. I'm not even going to make that one up. I made this into every bordello, not just because it rhymes, but because the chances are very, very good. My name is Frank Atolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. I am live. This is not a rerun unless, and he says, I can't even say that. Hold on. I can't say that. It's not a rerun unless it's rerun later somehow. Unless you're listening to it and it's not September 13th. Watch your cake plus 18. And you know, I was going to, it's been such a hot and disgusting summer weather-wise. And that's why, if you were listening, you said, hey, why is he talking about that? Isn't that old? But some of the stuff might be timely when they do the reruns, but you know, unless you're listening to the live stream on a Thursday night in, what is it, Eastern time? It's still Eastern Daylight Time. Then you're listening to a rerun. So it's hard for me to say what exactly is going on, especially this day. I mean, this day, this era, this time, when, of course, everyone's got podcasts and they're streaming things. And everyone, you know, everybody... And, you know, it's just the traffic. It's like I had this great automobile, this great vehicle. Let's just call it a vehicle because that could be what this show is, a vehicle. It's a vehicle for expression. It's a vehicle for all sorts of stuff. You define it. It never was defined. It's like I had it and it's like, wow, clear sailing down the information highway, right? Because there's not a lot of cars. There's nothing. There's no traffic here when this thing starts. And it's like, wow, everybody's got to catch on, you know, watch and see as I drive down and up or across or north or south or east or west in any direction in this brand new theater called Interweb Broadcasting, Alternative Broadcasting. And then you turn around how many years later and wow, you can't even see me for all the traffic because you got your people who feel like they've broken such ground. The people who didn't want to be here on the interweb when the information superhighway, that's it, the super information highway, the information superhighway, when it was just me driving, it was only that nut out there. Well, I'm not in that car driving down that stupid roadway, which is the Hallelujah Trail. And all along, I'm telling you, this ain't going to last. It's going to be traffic. This is going to get crowded. There's going to be accidents here. And there are going to be people on here who feel like it's their road. And that's what happened. So you have your... Do I have to name them? You know them. They're all over the place. Listen to our podcast. If you haven't heard me on TV, hear my podcast. I'm on radio and I have a podcast. I don't do anything, and I have a podcast. And there aren't even iPods anymore. See? That's stuck, and now there's podcast. Now they all have it. You know? And then what? Mark Maron gets Obama, and I get what? Interesting people? I hate that word. I get different people. I get people... I get people... Oh, come on. I'm not here to stop it. Keep hitting the darn thing. So here's what I'm saying. So I was, and this really fits into what I was going to say, because I was going to start the show with this, simulated report. And I was going to say, this is a simulation report. Now I'm not going to do it if I'm not going to do it, because I was going to do this thing, a simulation of an event now taking place as I am doing this live on the 13th of September. And in the United States, toward the south, I guess, mid-south, what is that, mid-south, North Carolina, this, one of the biggest storms of all time, I am told, hitting America. And it's just, it's amazing to me. A lot of things are amazing to me, but I'll share this with you because this is happening. And, you know, if you want to, you'll now know if it's sometime in the future. And you're listening to this and going, well, I remember about the hurricane. And then you sound like a cartoon guy like I just did. And, you know, this Hurricane Florence is just ramming into North Carolina and it's hitting us out there. And I was going to do this simulation, you know, just like I'm here and I could do that simply because it's radio and your imagination runs wild. Because I'm watching and this is what gave me the idea. And then I decided not to do it for another reason, and then it gave me the idea because I'm watching these news stations and stations doing the news that aren't news stations. And the idea is this: evacuate. This storm that's as big as the state of Michigan is roaring right through, and it can get stuck. It's going to move slowly once it hits land. Everybody out. Everybody out of North Carolina. Everybody out of South Carolina. Everybody out of Virginia. Everybody out. Go, go. Evacuation. And you know, and then they show you. Now, while they're evacuating, people who live there, people who have their lives invested in their homes, their pets, a lot of them stayed too. Not a lot. No, a lot. I mean, I think of one person say, you know, this is saying get out because you have no idea how bad this is going to get. And it's already not as bad as forecasters thought it would be. But not as bad as they thought it would be is still worse than, you know, a thunderstorm, or it's damaging. And they're right by the water, for God's sakes. That's the Atlantic Ocean. You know, even though it's cool, I just had that fan blown. But I was going to use the fan. I was going to do this really stupid routine where I was saying, you know, this is a simulation. It's an event of an event now taking place. And since I can't be there. But they're telling all the people to go from their homes, get out. They don't tell them where. You know, just get out of the state. Go away hundreds of miles. And you know who's telling them that? Sure, the government is telling them that. And they're the governor and the mayors and the, right, the authorities and FEMA. And but while they're leaving, who passes them by? All of the reporters. Because they're reporting from the darn thing. They're planting these poor reporters in knee-high water. The water's coming in. The event horizon is now going to be swarmed, and all these reporters are there. And I can't believe, yes, I can. I can believe it. You better believe it. Can you let the people who decided to stay, you know, they're going like, oh, we got all the reporters here. I mean, well, they're here. Where are they staying? And where are they staying? Are they in special booth, vehicles that have, air conditioning and water and toilet facilities and food? I guess so. I guess they're in these gigantic pods of sorts or travel. I don't know. But they're all there. And they don't just send the second and third stringers, these networks. They send like main guys. You know, and it's like from... Well, I couldn't even think of one of the main guys. And you know, the Weather Channel, of course, is down there because that's all they do. This is peak season for the Weather Channel. Everybody's got that Weather Channel. If you got your cable and you got your Comcast, and who doesn't own Comcast? Got everything. Or you, I don't know, if you're using that other thing from the, with the satellite in the sky. Maybe it doesn't work with the satellite in the sky because of but you know, so here they are, all of these reporters going in while everybody's evacuating. So you can't, you know, you can report if you're gonna, hey, and if you want to stay and report, stay. But see, they're getting paid. The people who live there aren't getting paid. You stay, and now, and this someone's calling it the storm of a lifetime. Isn't it amazing how when something takes place, immediately pop culture gets its claws on the event, good events, bad events, you know, horrible events, but all great events in the sense that they are contradictory because they're dramatic. Great events. And just because it's great doesn't mean it's, you know, a wonderful thing. Great has many meanings. Great, because it's big, it's immense, it's massive, it's huge. Pop culture comes in, right, immediately. And this is the storm of a lifetime report. And, you know, it's like, so that's what now they're calling it, the storm of a lifetime. They say, and they're saying this, see, I find all the little interesting tidbits that take place in, and I've been in hurricanes, so I'm not, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you poor people. I know it's a shame that this is going to, I hope everyone still has their homes and there's water damage and I hate it. I would hate it if I lived there and that was, I wouldn't just move and I wouldn't just leave and if a storm like that was coming, okay? The moment I heard a storm like that was coming, I wouldn't wait to see if it was going to be better or worse than they predict. I would just get a hammer and some crowbars and move the whole house and the everybody out, gone, go. Let's go to somewhere where this stuff doesn't happen. It's like the people who live in on Tornado Alley. Is there a Tornado Alley? It's like, there's tornadoes here, but this is our home, so we're going to stay. It's just like, don't go where there's tornadoes. You know, how many, you know, they've lived on the same plot of land. The families lived on the same plot of land for four generations, and they've had 32 different houses. But the reporters were there. Not for tornadoes, because they come afterwards. Because they can't, if they could get there beforehand, they would be there beforehand reporting in the middle of. Remember that? You ever see that The Day After Tomorrow movie where there happened to be all these tornadoes in Los Angeles, and it's the tornadoes because the weather's all bacock, and there's this guy reporting on the streets while this tornado's coming, and a billboard flies off of its position on top of a building or something and slams into him and kills him. But, so I'm picking up all the little things. Okay, so here we are watching the storm of a lifetime. Now this storm, the last time a storm this big took place in 1954. I was alive in 1954. They called it Hurricane Hazel in that area. Okay. I remember and I might have told this story before, but who listens every time I'm on since 1999? I don't know, whenever. Who? You know, who knows? You don't know. Hurricane Diane hit New York. I think I was 4 or 5. I didn't understand hurricanes. I cried because I couldn't have toast. There was no electricity. And we were out at my grandfather's spread of land that he owned in I was going to say lake. It wasn't lake. Mystic Beach. I call it Mystic Beach. Mastic Beach in Long Island. I used to call Mystic Beach because that's just a literary. You see, even a memory, pop culture takes over. Cape Fear. I didn't realize Cape Fear is a place, and it's in North Carolina. I saw both versions of the movie. And for some reason, it kind of escaped me. Cape Fear. Look at that. It even takes over. Look at that. Pop culture even took over because the name of the place was Cape Fear for whatever reason. I don't have the history of the place. And they make a movie out of it based on, something that, you know, has to do with fear and being hurt by things, because that's what you're afraid of, that's afraid about. That's why you are afraid. Still trying to get those sentences straight, right? Speaking of sentences straight, let me tell you this much. You know, I heard it again because of all the news jargon comes out when they're, weather people. And I like a lot of those weather guys. I do. I'm not going to say any more about that. But I do like those weather guys. And I watch the Weather Channel here and there. I watch it even when it's good weather. Because there's always bad weather somewhere. It's like the world, you know? It's like if you're a vampire in one of the versions of Dracula. They say, what are you doing up in the middle of the night? He's in a basement. He goes, well, you know, it's always dark somewhere in the world. So he disappears and pops up in, you know, another, where the sun doesn't shine for 12 hours. I don't know. There's always bad weather somewhere. But here go the weathermen have their own language. They create words. They do it. And then everybody. But here's one that really bothers me. Like, they don't all really bother you, Frank? Yes, they all really bother me. You've heard it. You've probably even said it based on any particular situation where the movement is necessary or you think is necessary. And you've heard it. Hunker down. Now, I used to think, wait a second. Hunker means to cringe in a way, like to bend. I mean, or to hunker means to put yourself in a position that is down. I mean, you know, it's not up. You know, you can't hunker up. You can't hunker side or hunker back. Hunker forward. So what is hunker down? So I said, you know, sounds like a racetrack.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hunker Downs.
So you, what do you do? What is hunker down? Now it's time for all the hunker down. You're really going to have to hunker down once the wind lets up. Once the rain comes, the wind is one thing, but you're going to have to hunker down, hunker down, got to hunker down. Like it's like a dance from the 60s. Hunker, hunker down, baby, gotta hunk, hunk, hunk. Well, anyway, I'm saying is, I'm like, you know, and I'm wrong too, because I'm going, well, that's what hunker means. So hunker down is one of those repetitive phrases, like, what's the end result of this? What is the result? Result means end result. Okay, we're not going to go into a complete lesson of English. He said for the 9 millionth time, but I went to my trusty, this has been the official, in case you haven't heard, or haven't been here since, I just lost my place while I'm doing, the official, hernia, there's hernia, hoe cake, what's a hoe cake, home, hunchback, hunt, there's hunch, that's H-U-N, that's what you want, okay. Oh boy, these pages are getting so brittle. They're yellow already. I just ripped page 457. It's a shame. Since the beginning of this show, years ago, decades ago now, before there were podcasts, before there were iPhones, someone brought this to my attention the other day before I talk about the book again. And that is, because the anniversary of 9/11, of course, took place a couple of days ago, because it was 9/11, September 11th. And someone reminded me that people who came, people that heard, that were in the Twin Towers, not necessarily in an area where they could not escape, people who escaped, you know, they heard something, you know, they did not know exactly what was going on. But they were able to get out of the building. They didn't know what was going on. They had no idea what was going on. Because, check this out. There were no smartphones. On September 11th, 2001. Yeah. There were cell phones. But there were no smartphones. You couldn't just call someone and go, hold on, I got to get on the web and find out what's going on and then play Candy Cane or whatever it might be. And then I'm going to go to the chat and kick and everything else. No, you couldn't do that. There was none. There were no apps, nothing. So these people leaving going, oh my Jesus, what happened? What's going on? They're running to the like, what happened? Couldn't find out. Not that if they did have a smartphone, they would stop looking at the building burning and I got to go back in either. Oh, geez, I forgot my watch. No, okay? But the new American Dictionary, Webster's New American Dictionary, Managing Editor Lewis M. Adams, R.I.P., I am sure, which is I-A-S, R.I.P., I-A-S, from the year 1960. I love this book because it's published by Books Incorporated. Can you hear the fan? I got my headphones on so I can. It's okay. Just need that little bit of breeze. It gets stuffy. It's not like it was, but it is now. Complete new and up-to-date, planned and written by modern educators and lexicographers. Lexicographers? I don't know what they do. Especially to serve the essential requirements of school, college, and self-education at home. This dictionary is not published by the original publishers of Webster's Dictionary or their successors. So I go to Hunker. I also love the font. It wasn't called font in those days. It was called the what? This is like a game show. It used to be font, and now it's called a font. When it's digital, is a font. A font is still not, and I don't know if anybody uses a printing press anymore. Does anybody set type? Hello? Anyone here? There's no one here. I am alone after 2 decades sitting right here. So I'm looking up. Let's see. H-U-N, hunker, would be K-E-R, right? Hunker. Hunk. Now, if I look up hunk, hunk is here. It should be right after hunker. Hunk. A lump or large piece, chunk. Hunk. Now, the next word should be hunker, because E, but it's not. It's hunks. H-U-N-K-S. There is no word hunker. Now, in 1960, there was no word hunker. Who made that one up? Who said, look at him. He's cringed. He would be what? He looks like a chunk, a lump, which means if you look like a lump, you got to get your body, you've got to bend over to look like a lump. I don't care what you say. There's no way to look like a lump or a chunk unless you bend over. And if you bend over, put yourself together so that, you know, your elbows are on your knees. Now you're no longer standing. You are down. So even if you hunker, it's not like to hunk. To hunk, I'll say it again, to hunk is not a verb. See? It's a noun. Hunk. A lump or large piece. So if you hunker, if you make it into a verb and say you hunker, that means let's just agree that that's a word. To hunk is a verb and you hunker. So you hunker. If you hunker, you're looking like a chunk, like a lump, and you're down. So how do you hunker down? Now, this phrase came from science, which I adore, math, which I adore. But, you know, they give us phrases like liquid water. Hunker down. So somebody said hunker as a verb and said, he hunker. Look at him hunker, which would mean look at him or her looking like a lump, like a chunk. A chunk or a lump. I guess those are synonyms. Chump, chunk, chunk and lump. A chump. A chump is someone who's chunking and hunking at the same time as a chump. Whatever. I'm now just going with the flow of making all this crap up. But there are the professional meteorologists. It's like the garbage men. Oh, what? We're not garbage men. Don't call us garbage men. At one point in New York, this happened. One point they said, don't call us garbage men. We are sanitation. We're engineers. Sanitation engineers. They don't be called garbage men because a garbage man is a man. A garbage man would be a man made of garbage, right? Okay, so that's English too. It's funny. I always found these things. Even before I knew English as well as I know it, it was funny then. There's the garbage man. My mother saying is to say, the oil man is coming. The oil man is coming. She means the guy who puts the oil into the house, you know, like a big truck and oil, put the oil in there, the oil man. You know, and I said, yeah, he can't even stand up straight, Ma. Look at him. He's falling, slipping all over the place. Why? Because he's the oil man. And once in a while, he looks like a chunk of hunk. And he hunkers. Okay, so then here are these meteorologists, weathermen. One of these, everybody, it's really time to hunker down now. I don't want to hunker down. A dunker. You gotta hunker down, baby, hunker. Yeah, right. Sounds like something you make up in a dance song, like they do dance songs anymore. Well, I wasn't going down there, so, for anybody, let me rip this up. So I didn't do that. Instead, I'm explaining it to you and telling you how much I hate the hunker down. And I'm telling you that they'll be mentioning Hurricane Hazel from 1954. And you know, in those days, millennials, and this will lead me into an announcement I'm going to make. So, okay, there's no word name, there's no hunker down, okay? Okay. So we're just moving that over. Hey, I wonder if it's in the New York Times. Wait a second. I have another book here. Maybe this book, wait a second. This is the New York Times Everyday Reader's Dictionary of misunderstood and mispronounced words. I bet you if I go to HU, I bet you hunker down's not here. Not even in the New York Times book from what? I know you said that. You said the other one was the only one you used. Well, it is, because this is just misunderstood. The three M's, misunderstood, misused, and mispronounced from 1972. This is 12 years later than the other one. I go to hunk. I'm going to go to homo taxis. There's a word. There's a word everyone mispronounces. And, of course, I just did. Hors d'oeuvres. How many people see that and go, hors d'oeuvres? Hey, you got any hors d'oeuvres? Okay, you've heard that one before. Horst, hortative, hate, humble, H-L-M-N, hum, humoral, hunks. And right after hunk, and hunks, it says mean, disagreeable old person, a miser. Hey, that's fascinating because you know how girls go, he's a hunk of a guy? They used, somewhere along the line they used hunk, he's a hunk. A guy, and it doesn't, mean that. Look, hunks, it means mean. Disagreeable old person, a miser. What are hunks? Wow. Look at what happens. This language is, no wonder people who speak other languages have trouble learning English, because other languages, they have the same rules. As what, right? I mean, I should say, they have simple rules. Okay, so it's not even in here. No one uncles. I was thinking of someone I know. Oh, man. A man named Kunkel. That's his real his last name. I call him Uncle Kunkel. And he hangs out with us sometimes. He's not a hunks because he's an old guy, but so am I, but you never know it. In the days when Hurricane Hazel, which is the one that hit the East Coast, and Hurricane Diane, which is the one that hit when I was 4 or 5 in Mastic Beach, Long Island, Mastic Beach, New York. In those days, meteorologists only called hurricanes, if it was defined a hurricane, they only named it feminine. Hurricanes were feminine. Now, in other languages, of course, certain words are feminine. And I don't know why that happens. I mean, why is a table feminine in Spanish? If it is feminine. But there are things that are feminine that aren't necessarily female. Like, you know, but it's considered feminine. So there's the feminine and there's the masculine form. For words, and some things are, okay, but hurricanes in the world were named after women, and in alphabetical order. First hurricane of the season would be Hurricane Ann, Hurricane Angie, Hurricane Angela, Hurricane Arabelle, Annabelle, Amy, you know, you could think of the A's, right? So when he got to D, when they got to D, they went to Hurricane Diane around this time, see? That, and then, of course, that changes because the social prerogative changes. Is that such a thing? Did I just make up that whole category? It's a social prerogative. It's a social prerogative to name hurricanes. Wow, that is definitely sweet as love, that coffee. It's also cold because it was sitting there for like half an hour. Well, half, you know. I drank half, three quarters of it was hot. Let me finish it here. Hold on. I bet you want coffee now just listening to that. Okay. And then, of course, now they name it, I think they name every other one a woman, and the ones in between are men. So there's a Hurricane George, Hurricane this. And these used to be, the old joke used to be, why did they name it after girls? Well, because if they named it after guys, it would be a himicane. Because that's what they considered funny back then. All right, so we wish everyone the best in their trials for the hurricane. And we move on to stuff that I want to tell you before I talk about some of the things that I discovered, or, well, you know, some other things. Things, I don't know what to call them, nouns, some of the topics, some of the subjects. Right here, my name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of this show, Cotolo Chronicles. That's what I do. I chronicle. So things that happen, not like the things that happen in other shows or podcasts or internet radio shows or whatever. But if you go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com, you'll find other stations that around the world are running this show after the live broadcast. The live broadcast is always on Thursday night. So Thursday night, of course, you know, it's something, isn't it? It's a Thursday night, you know, when they decided to have football again, they're the Sunday football. And then when they decided to do another night, they found Thursday, because Thursday before Friday, and Friday is the night, right? So this has always been a prime time to do anything. Now, it doesn't matter that much, because why? Because everyone programs what they want, everyone goes to podcasts, or if you miss it, you stream it, or if you stream it, you on-demand it, or you buy it, or you sell it, whatever you do. And then what? So nature says the same thing. If I'm going to hit, what does nature talk, do you think? And that's another thing, right? That was always feminine, Mother Nature. Why was the weather feminine? Because probably, in the classic sense, again, pop culture getting a hold on the whole, on the, models of sexual gender, said, well, she changes like the weather, right? She changes like the weather. So therefore, weather is Mother Nature, not Father Nature. Nobody ever do Father Nature. They leave the man thing to God, right? That's it.
Carl, he's the biggest and the best. That's him. You know, he's God.
Of course it's a guy, right? Of course. He, said the religious people. Capital H, small e. God, capital G, small O, small D. So this is what we're going to say. There are going to be guests as we continue through Y2K plus 18 for as long as we can handle it. And you know, I'm the only guy to get you through these 2 hours or so on Thursday nights. Nobody else can get you through these 2 hours. You watch the football, it won't get you. You do it and you're going to have trouble. You want to handle the hurricanes? No. I can get you through these 2 hours. So if you have any problems at all, come here, because you're not going to hear the stuff that is created to make you feel good. You will just start to think. Awake and aware. Guests coming up. There's going to be some guests coming up. I have a list of them, but I want to tell you about one that you're never going to know. Even when you listen to the show. But I have a guest that I have worked out a deal to have an anonymous guest
And once and for all, I'm going to address the audience, the generation that was pretty much as old as this show. Okay? Now, I know I've had my sons on here and there, but I'm getting someone completely outside of my sphere. Do I have a sphere? Is that it? Do I have a boundary? And anyway, this person has agreed to come onto this show live now, not by Skype or anything, but sitting right here talking to me. We'll find a name, an XG, whatever. And I'm going to talk turkey with this generation. I'm going to learn things I don't know, and you're going to learn things you don't know. And this is really like, it's going to be like I'm the old guy in 2001, right? I'm the old guy, right? The old guy. I'm trying to think of the actor's name. Well, it's the guy from the character's name is. I'm sorry, Don. Well, it's not Don. I'm sorry, Joe. I hate this. This happens to me. I'm sorry, Dave. It's Dave, of course. It's like I'm him, right? It's like I'm him, and the person I'm going to talk to is the star baby. Now, I know the star baby is supposed to be him, but whatever. But, I mean, that's the difference in the essence of the difference of it. And that's what's going on. So it's going to be me talking to this person. And we're going to find out things, and we're going to find out things and understand things that have never been talked about on podcasts or what have you. So we're going to hear from this person. Aren't we? Yes. And I'm taking great lengths. To do this, so that this is really going to be something, because we're going to let and that's why he's got to be anonymous, okay? Because we don't want anything he says. This is how to be attributed to him. You're going to have to believe that this person is young, way younger than I, right? This will give him a chance, because you're anonymous, to give him a chance to speak honestly, and so it doesn't hurt, because anything on the internet stays. So he's going to be able to say things about topics not talked about, so no one can go back and say, hey, that's you. And I don't know, they do that now, right, don't they? So he's going to be the star child, and I'm going to be Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. But Dave, the pods will open. I just thought of this analogy. Either that or I'm Elvis, is that it? Why do you do that? Yes, okay. So he'll be on. You can't turn this off, right? Just gotta let it go to the end there. That's coming up on Cthulhu Chronicles in the near future, before the year is out. The anonymous star child, the millennial, with all the information. So that can happen. I've been trying to get that together, but a whole bunch of things have delayed it. And then, of course, it was good that delayed. That's his name, Keir Delay. Keir Delay is the actor. See how that stuff just came right back at me? Dave is the character, delayed. I said, didn't tell that it delayed. It was delay. It was Keir Delay. Wow. That's extra special when things like that happen. Anyway, this is going to go, you'll find out if you care. But I'm telling you that this will be really, really an enhancement of enlightenment Should be. Okay? Because to do it, there were times I tried to do this, and I couldn't do it with my kids, and there were times I tried to do it with other people I knew who were younger, but they didn't show up, they didn't want to do it, they couldn't, or whatever the reason, I don't hold it against them. But this could be good, because when you're free to speak, so it's going to be like off the record, speaking for his generation, and I'm saying his, because I don't know, it could be her, whatever. I'm just, you know, it's, you figure it out. The star child will be here. That'll be coming up sooner or later. I'll let you know. And you will know if you still hang around Facebook. Boy, I am soured on that place, aren't I? Whoa, I have had it. I just, you know, it's not just that. Facebook kind of symbolizes a lot of the things I just don't have time to pay attention to anymore. I'm not that attracted to them, but I don't have time to pay attention. That's the important thing I'm saying. Now, there's going to come a time, you know that, because I've been doing this so long, and I know that, there's going to come a time when I can't pay attention to 2 hours on Thursday Night Live that goes out, and that'll be the end of Cotolo Chronicles, unless, of course, Ray Cotolo takes over. Then it'll be Cotolo Chronicles, and it'll be a new generation. That's like three generations, considering my age and his age. Okay, so Facebook, but I do still post for those of you who go there or find out there, and there's a link to the blog, which is CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. All right. Now, let's see what else I have to do here while I'm... Oh, look at that. I got all these things on my top of my computer. Isn't that funny how this computer... But that's another thing that happened this year. There were like weird things going on with the computer. It wasn't just the weather that stopped this show from going live. There were these other things that went on, and then they're okay. They were bad, then they're okay. I don't understand them. I cannot pay attention to learning now the stuff that is complicated. I learn what I have to do with this stuff, and I do it. Now, what am I looking for here as we talk? Oh, I'm looking for the, I'm looking for the thing that's, where's that thing? That's it, thing. I'm looking for the thing that would be, oh, there, I just saw it, yeah. Looking for the thing that we'll put on in the middle, because we're going to be close to the middle. And I hadn't even done some of the stuff I was going to talk about, which is okay, because we could move on. Because there's a number of things that went on that I said, well, it'd be fascinating. But look, I did do this. Secret guest coming. I did that. Let me wipe this out. Let me wipe that one out, see? It says CC. There you go. Oh, don't snip these things. It's no good for you. CC. What is this anyway? King-size permanent marker. Permanent on most surfaces. Highly water-resistant. Dries quickly. King size, permit, trademark, king size. How could somebody make a trademark out of the words king size? I guess king size permanent. No, king size. That means nothing else could be called king size? Hello? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know what we'll do after that. Yeah, you shouldn't. What is in here anyway? Does it say? Is this one of those things that like, cause they, you know, like airplane glue, the stuff that when I was growing up, we were, used to make models of ships and planes. I'm told that story a bunch of times, eh? Making planes and battleships and those kits with my father. And as we were getting high and we didn't know it, that's the only time I ever saw my father high. He didn't even realize he was getting high. Good story. Maybe I could find that somewhere in the annals of, in the archives, or the annals and the analchives, or the arcles of Cotolo Chronicles. And we can play that one again. Do not shake. Why not? Use in In what? Area. Oh, ventilated area. So I guess so. I guess this is bad stuff for you. Cap stores in base. Oh, I see. You could put the cap in the base. I'm learning things about this marker I never knew. I've put it away. I didn't do the other ones, though. Because there were a couple of things that... And we do have time for that. But we'll do that in the second hour. Which might not go an hour. You know, I might end it a little earlier. I'll see what I do. It's according to how I feel. It's according to where we go. It's according to a lot of things that I could do. Because I don't have to take this up, by the way, to the show that was following me, because that show's on hiatus. That's Tom Savino's Savino Veritas. You want to know more about what's happening with Tom Savino and Savino Veritas and listen to some of those wonderful satires he's done, political satires, at TJ Savino is his Twitter. And he's got thousands of followers. At TJ Savino, S-A-V-I-N-O. And or hear an entire show exactly where you can hear an entire show at your own convenience, on demand, at juicedtalk.com. Juicedtalk.com. JUICED.com. So, because I don't have to take it up to 11, or go the full 2 hours, though this show tends to move along so quickly even when I don't, plan, well, I never plan it, but I mean, there's no guests or anything. Moves along so quickly that, you know, it might be the 2 hours maybe right there in itself. I want to get into this because, you know, we've talked a lot about fraud, and this is the show that originally, it's not the word I would use originally. This is the show where the Nigerian email scams were first reported as a news item back before there were, you got it, smartphones. Back then, when we were young and we had topics that had to do with issues that are not prevalent today. Because when the internet began and broadband began and there were, you know, streaming was, there was no streaming, there was just downloading, it took hours, you know. I mean, when things were really ancient compared to now, dealing with internet and digital technology. I stopped for a second because I looked across the room, the studio, the room, the basement, or whatever, and it is doubled for so many things. There were times there were like 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 musicians down here recording music, and there was a time when all alone I sat across from where I'm sitting now. It doesn't matter because you don't know where I'm sitting. Across with my Macintosh, and I used to come down here just to get away. I'm going to get away digitally. I was trying to learn how to fly in a flight program. Those old ones, the old flight programs. They were beautiful, even though, they were very, mechanical and digital-like look, but they were good. I liked them. It wasn't like, it was on a Macintosh, okay? So it was, obviously it wasn't when they had the super ones with all the great graphics on the PC. And they sat, and I took off, and I plotted my place, and I sat there and just went and flew into this digital, this cyber world version of our, like, here to New Hampshire. And I take these flights, you know, and I'd stop for gas and call in and stop for gas. Well, yeah, you know, I'd land and I'd learn to land and I'd learn to take off. And that was fun, but I just looked across because it's like I could see, if I could go back in time, if there was such a thing as time travel, I'm back there. Is that how it works? I am back there doing that across the room. So if I were to be able to go back in time from where I'm sitting right now, I would go across the room and find myself, oh my goodness, that was before, that would be like in the 90s, the late 90s, before this show began. Well, it would be way before this show began. Late 90s, early, and I would be, let's say early to mid 90s. And I would have, I'd still have my gallbladder, for one. And I don't want to go into everything else because that's just sad. And there's no reason to go into it all. Things change. Things fall apart. Time marches on. But anyway, if you could do that, if you could go back in time, if I could go back in time right now, I would, or if I could just see, well, I can't see, I can imagine in my head myself, that's what happened, that's what started this particular conversation. I'm looking across the room, and I see the piano, which has always been here, but not in that position. What was over there was this other table, which is the table, this desk table, this weird desk table, that originally we did this show upon and had a computer on it. That was, okay, and I was there with my Macintosh. A Macintosh! So this was before I even had a PC. And the first PC I had was upstairs, wasn't in the basement. Why do you care where I had these things or what? I am saying that I would want, so, you know, when you're in a place and there's so many different things happened in this place, you have layers of time, layers of memories associated with this place, and the place changes. What is the thing about when you look at the thing that's looking at you, it changes? I forgot exactly the theory, or is it a theory or a theorem? I don't know. I'll have to hunker down and find out. Excuse me. I'm gonna come back to exactly the existential position of this show, which is right now, Y2K plus 18. Ay, ay, ay. You can't be too conscious of these things because you'd go nuts. And there are people who have gone nuts. I mean, because of these things, because So the Nigerian email scams, well, you know, they're back. And, I thought to myself, well, you know, let's talk about this again because I got another email. After all this time, after all the things I've done entire shows and I've done it in real time, talking to people trying to scam me on this show through real time. And then I've read transcripts of things that went on as I took the scammers and went along with them until I could, all the stories, you know, all the things that could have happened. But we started with this Nigerian, started bringing it to everybody's attention when it adds an email. Cause in the beginning, and there were no scams, and this scam came out, and people were like, some people believed it. Because they were all new. I never believed it, but I'm not blaming the people who did believe it because I didn't. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I can't imagine how anybody would send this out now and think it's going to work, the Nigerian email scam. But anyway, I heard about another scam, because scams have gone on. They've just gotten more sophisticated, and they continue through the years, because wherever there's an internet, wherever there's anything that's good, there are people who try to suck it dry, right? There are people who, there's good guys and the bad guys. Ultimately, this is the name of the game. The good guys and the bad guys. And the bad guys always trying to get something for free or nothing out of the good guys. So, I heard about this scam having to do with FundMe. Do you know the FundMe thing? People, and we've had people on this show who've opened up FundMe accounts to try to make short movies and long movies and any movies and write books or do whatever it is they have to do. FundMe. I don't know the origin of it or what have you, but it's like, you post something and you say, I need money for this or that. And if it's verified, somehow people send you money. They contribute to help you get, follow through on whatever this project might be. And sometimes it has to do with the charitable things, not just artistic things or stuff you want to do. And I'm going to talk about the thing I found after this. So when you want to replenish your precious bodily fluids and maybe, you know, do some of that stuff. And what we'll do is we'll come back. Where's my other thing here? Where I got to find my other thing. We'll come back with our, mid. What is it called now? It's called, Midnight. Okay. We'll come back with Midnight in, Moscow, after we do our regular, deal. Where is it? Who is it? We're gonna do Kenny Ball and the Jazz Man with the original. We're not gonna do the Village Stompers. This'll give you a chance to go to the bathroom, get some more, beverage or what have you, and then we'll be right back, okay?
The Dole Chronicles, the internet talk show from the neo-postmodern world.
To this, huh? Maybe there are lyrics. I don't know. Well, there's nothing like this kind of band. I played with the band behind me like this once. Yeah, once. Did a whole bunch of horns just doing their things. That's great. original. You're listening to Cthulhu Chronicles. My name is Frank Cthulhu. Man's name adorns the title of the show. I'm going to need that browser. Thank you. He said to himself, because he does all the things. He's the manager. He's the studio. He's the talent. He's the engineer. He's the producer. He's the talent booker and the researcher. And he hunkers down. Oh, wait a second. That would be put. He hunkers down would be present tense. He hunkered down would be past tense. He will hunker down is future tense. That's me, Frank Cthulhu, in the future tense. There was that other one too. Yeah, I've got to do a whole nother show on scams. The thing is that, I don't like to say I'm going to do an entire show on this, because that's not the way this show is developed. The show is supposed to go with whatever the topic may be, between the lines of the topic, and then maybe down a wormhole or a rabbit hole. Well, wormholes first, rabbit holes. We were talking about that the other day. When Alice in Wonderland, got to Wonderland by going through into a rabbit hole. There were no wormholes in those days. I think they're called, again, from science, from the scientists, from the people who brought you liquid water, here is the wormhole. And the black hole. What a hole. What a holes in that theory. The water hole and the liquid water hole. You got the liquid water hole. All right. Okay. Get with it. Come back. Come back, little Sheba. Come back. Where are we now? Oh, I'm going to need that. Because I was talking about fund me. Well, you know, these things. There's always somebody going to find a way to scam, to cheat, to suck dry, to fool, to corrupt, to con people in any particular area. And in the case of the internet, it has been quite a run. So much so that someone created the dark web. We did a show on the dark web. That was a pretty good show, as I remember. We'll have to find that one, too, and rerun it. They had to create an entire level, an entire place, within a place, wheel within a wheel, to have all the, all the bad things. Like, it was like the negative of the, the positive image is the internet, and then the dark web was the world wide web and the dark web. Of course, there's a place where everybody's just, scumbags. It's gotta be. I mean, it's the whole balance of, it's the whole Zen thing, There's got to be the bad, otherwise you can't have the good. Alright, so even the internet comes along and it's this wonderful thing, and then there's all people going, how can we use this for the worst possible circumstances? How can we use this criminally? How can we use this illegally, which is criminally? How can we use this to screw people? Those people exist. Now I'm going to go to Google, and I'm going to look up this place, because this particular one, because there's a GoFundMe, and because there are still... here you go. And because there are still Nigerian letters and other people doing scams, and all the new ones are the ones in the places that they try to do it or what have you. Where is it? Oh no, I just made a mistake. Oh, here. Okay, got it. I discovered, because somebody was talking about this GoFundMe thing, which was done for all due purposes, to help people accomplish some financial, watermarks. It's not a wrong word. It's just totally wrong. Some financial posts. How about financial situations for raising money for this, that, or the other thing. Most of it creative, also for families having problems, and to, for people to show their the little bit that they could in terms of helping other people. Because people who help other people are the luckiest people in the world. That's what the song says. The song means people who need people. Excuse me. Oh, so anyway, the GoFundMe thing, they find out that there are, well, I don't know if this is true. There's an alleged, frauds. They're frauds. So someone see, you know, the bad guys saw the good guys put together GoFundMe, and they said, like, how can we get a GoFundMe? How can we perpetrate a fraud? Raise, and we raise money for, you know, just to keep it and pocket it and say it's something else. That's a fraud. And it's illegal. Somehow. Because it's stealing even if you steal on the internet. This is true pirating. This is not like, you know, sending somebody a song file. That's sharing. This is not sharing. This is stealing people's money. Just like the email thing or what have you. I discovered... because of this particular situation that I don't remember the details. It was a GoFundMe gone wrong. But there is a website, and I'm looking at it for the first time, but that's what I do here too. So I'll review what I can of it with you, and then you could look later and decide what have you. It's a good thing, I believe, right off the bat, I think it's a good place to go because it is trying to identify frauds on the internet. It's called GoFraudMe. One word, of course, because it's GoFraud, F-R-A-U-D-M-E. G-O-F-R-A-U-D-M-E. GoFraudMe.com. Now, it's not commercial. This is something for your benefit. This is a social, being socially aware in the social network. I am looking at it. Go fraud me. Now let's see if there's an about, and I'll repeat, let's see, about private policy, legal, frequently asked questions about go fraud me. So he's like, well, okay, what is it? How about this? I'll just read this to you and to me. I'll read it at the same time. We'll read it to us. According to the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, that's the AICPA, for those of you who don't know, fraud is defined, okay, here we go, the intentional false representation of concealment of a material fact for the purpose of inducing another to act upon it to his or her injury, hurting people intentionally. For the purposes of this particular frequently asked questions section, we will focus mostly on the false representation part of fraud. That little sentence here, that's, you know, that's the wire. I can't get the wire to be tight enough so that it taut. Excuse me. I can't get it to be taut enough. Oh, look, I have one of those. Hey, look, you can't see crap. I got one of these things, you know, these plastic ties. I'll put this on here, even though it's going to cost you some sound. There you go. I kind of tied it. It keeps it taut as I can tie it. Okay, here is when it comes to crowdfunding fraud, that's it, funding, GoFundMe frauds. Okay, a few themes seem to be popular with the would-be profiteers. Profiteers, there they are. The pirates are profiteers. People are going to make profit criminally, intentionally to injure somebody, which would mean take their money. Okay, so. Stealing. Something thou shalt not do. Catastrophic medical issues. Cancer is an extra popular disease when it comes to GoFundMe fraudsters. They're describing this, and then I'm going to go to the part of the website that says, or doesn't say it, we have to read it, that informs you about certain ones that they've found out are phony. And then they wipe those people off. And they put those people out of business. Oh, look, a mail, that's the first piece of mail that came. And why should it? I don't need this. I just killed the mail. We don't need that even open. Okay, personal disasters are popular. unemployment, pending homelessness, or other economic distress. Veterinary bills, because people want to help other people when it comes to dogs and cats and calves and goats or whatever it might be, their pets, people. It's a spot, you know. Anything that's visceral, they get to people. Con them into that. Death of a family member or friend. Okay, now any one of these things could happen to any one of us at any given time, sometimes all at once. Hey, why did, whoa, look at this. What is that? This thing comes out. There's a whole new window comes up here. These things didn't happen to the other guy. Okay, any of these things can happen, right? Sometimes all at once, and I'm quoting this. I hate this word, but I'm going to put it in here because I'm reading this verbatim. Holy shitstorm. Time to bust out the fundraisers. Oh, they're saying anything can happen or all these things can happen and you go, maybe go, we'll go to GoFundMe and maybe we can hit some generous people out there who will help us. What sets fraudulent fundraisers apart from legitimate ones is this. Usually nothing. That's right. You really have no way of knowing which fundraisers are legit and which are crooked. So, fraudulent campaigners often feature elaborate sob stories involving some type of, hello? You know, I'm a stickler for this, but let's just move on. Some type of impending doom. I'll correct it as we go along and read it. Like euthanization of a pet or loss of a home. That, again, is really no different from the type of tale someone who is actually desperate to cover a $1,200 vet bill or cover a late mortgage payment would write. Same thing. So the fraud people? Dun, 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 dun. A new series on the Stream It Network. Well, these are networks, right? The fraud people. And da-da. Okay, that's why GoFraudMe is here. Here are some of the questions people ask. How do I know a fundraiser is fraudulent? Answer, we just found out, you don't. How do I report a fundraiser I suspect to be fraudulent? GoFundMe and other popular crowdfunding sites have a handy-dandy report button. So apparently there are other ones. I didn't know. Oh, GoFundMe. I'm sorry. There are other ones. It's GoFundMe. There's probably Get Me Money. I don't know what the other ones are called. You know, there's got to be, if there's one, there's got to be a million. It's like in the old days. Someone on television, when television was young, they said, here's a cowboy. They made a cowboy series. And the cowboy series was so popular that they had to make all these other cowboys. And they said, hey, cowboy series are popular. And then you went through the cowboy thing, detective things. Same thing with the internet. The GoFundMe and other fundraising sites, crowdfunding. Called crowdfunding sites, otherwise known as CS. There's a button that says report. It might as well say stick your film. They're being very familiar, right? The report button might as well say stick your finger up your butt, etc., and then make a wish. For as good as it achieves, you should still use the report button because at least you tried. But document your suspicions with a big fat folder of screenshots and then contact your local police department. In some cases, you should also contact the state because they have things that they can do in your state. Contact the police, but they won't do anything, blah, blah, blah. You could read all this, okay? I'm going to go to, okay, so it tells you all of these things, help, why are they doing it? Why are they doing it, GoFraudMe? I know people who have been in seriously terrible situations and needed the help and have been there myself, says this person that is in the GoFraudMe site. I believe the crowdfunding can be an awesome thing, blah, 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 so I know. Okay, let's find out. They have here categories. They have categories. So they're going to tell you alleged GoFundMe fraud. There's a whole folder, a whole category here. So you could hit this, and it's going to do exactly what. Now, what's great about this is pretty much like if you did a website that was like anti-InfoWars. You know, so you look at InfoWars, you get all the news there that they're making up or before it's news, that other site we always go to and the network we used to be on, literally, then what you do is you, if you had a site and you reported all the facts that were different than how they reported it, because they're reporting it with their particular angle, their, you know, their agenda, their whatever. But here, so it is a category, alleged GoFundMe frauds. There's 8 pages here. Let's go through some of these and tell you right now. Mother accused of duping small Wisconsin town into funding fake cancer scheme. Now you can click this and find out. I'm going to find one of these things and then read it for you, but I'm just giving you some headlines. Homeless Philadelphia man claims campaign organizer stole his GoFund money. These are all 2018. Wrong. Okay. New York woman accused of stealing GoFundMe cash meant for elderly man's scooter. Man needed a scooter. Canadian woman does very un-Canadian thing, steals from humanitarian couple. This, and listen to this one. Here's, I used this word before, and here it is in a Go Fraud Me headline. Scumbag parents are in parentheses, accused of convincing son he was dying for financial gain. This looks like one. Okay, we could go to that one. Let's go to the scumbag parents. Kick that here. Scumbag parents accused of convincing son he was dying for financial gain. Here are the parents. I'm not even going to, you could go look at these people and judge people as you look at them if you want to do that too, but here's it. Okay, here it is. And it says share this. So listen to this. You can take this story and really, you know, send it to all these other places where people are reading stuff so that they will know this is a fraud. For instance, is Pinterest? Is that Pinterest? Twitter? Email? Facebook? I know this other one here. There's Instagram, LinkedIn, all these other places, okay? So you could just share it. Over the 3 years I've been curating cases of GoFundMe fraud, and I'm reading the person who wrote this from GoFraudMe, I've pretty much seen it all. So much so that nothing really surprises me. But in this case, it's easy. It's easily up there. This is one of the worst I've seen, says the person. 34-year-old, and these are real names, okay? Ginny Iravondo Long and her 47-year-old husband, Robert Edward Long, were arrested on February 1st at their home in Florida after an investigation led authorities to believe the couple convinced their 13-year-old son he was dying of terminal brain cancer. The parents, I think you know now why they used the phrase scumbag. These are parents that you don't want to, these are the authority figures. Freud had said your authority figures that you will model yourself, that will shape your life's emotions. Your parents, and these are real parents, they convinced their 13-year-old son he was dying of terminal brain cancer. The couple benefited financially from support intended for the boy many believed was ill. The Okaloosa, I guess that's in Florida, Okaloosa, Florida, County Sheriff's Office says the couple has been charged with 1 count of child abuse and 9 counts of fraud. The investigation revealed the pair set up a T-shirt fundraiser for the boy at his school last year and shared a bogus cancer diagnosis information on their Facebook accounts. In a post on December 28th, investigators said that the parents, the scumbag parents, which at the time nobody said you're scumbag parents because this is what made them scumbags. The investigator said the scumbags claimed it was a miracle the boy had lived 3 days past Christmas, and the only person that knows when he is supposed to go is God. Capital G, small O, small D. Investigators say the victim appeared to be in good health in the photograph. When they talked to the child, he said that his father told him he was going to die due to brain cancer. in May of 2017. He says it scared him. I would imagine it would. And he believed them because he didn't know they were scumbag parents. He just thought they were parents. And when you say parents, you say people who love you. They brought you into this world. They got their particular human-making elements and brought you into this world. So he also told them the father and the mother, the scumbag parents, had created a GoFund account on his behalf. The investigation began in November when an official at the boys' school raised suspicions about the boy's condition and the parents' motivations. And the kid's walking around. This guy has terminal brain cancer, and he's the best soccer player. I'm making that up, but I mean, it's like, right? He's the best soccer player. You know, it makes all the other kids on the team want to have brain cancer to be that good. So it's like, something's wrong here, right? Okay, it's worth noting here that the Facebook Addy, saying Mr. Long was not the child's biological father. Okay, hold on there, kids. This is the first time we're learning this. I'm learning because I'm reading it as I read it to you. That doesn't make it okay, all right? Believe me, I'm not saying, well, in that case, why not? I didn't say that. I didn't mean that. I don't mean that. Some going as far to say he himself was scammed by the mother as well and sucked into a complicated web of deceit. Yeah. We'll let the courts figure that out. GoFundMe was quick to announce that the offender has been banned from the platform for life and donors will receive refunds. It's unclear how much was raised. So there you go. Huh? See? See? So this is the kind of stuff. Come on, go back a page. It says go back a page. Okay. New Hampshire. Oh God, I don't, you know, I like this site because it doesn't pull any punches. And I'm allowed to say the things I'm allowed to say here because this is the interweb. I don't usually do this, but I'm reading verbatim. New Hampshire jerk off accused calling the guy a jerk off. They're making it into a noun. Okay, this guy was accused of using GoFundMe funeral money for stabbing victim on a car. Stabbing victim on a car. That sentence, even though a headline doesn't have to be a sentence, is a little weird. So I don't know if I'm going to read that one. Minnesota, oh, now I know what they do. They find a disparaging word for the perpetrators. So we saw scumbag. Right? Okay, so this is great. Scumbag parents, they find these words here, to describe the people. Scumbag parents, New Hampshire jerk off. Okay, there's another one. It's him. How about this one? Minnesota moron. Now they're assimilations. It's not assimilations. You know what I mean? I know, see what happens? Accused of faking cancer to smoke weed and play video games. Let's see if there's any more. Tennessee woman. Oh, just a Tennessee woman? Frustrated after friend takes GoFundMe funds from mother's funeral. Pennsylvania woman accused of stealing just $347 from premature twin babies. They're not making this up. This isn't InfoWars. This isn't Before It's News. This is the real thing. Alleged thinking challenge. It's a good one. And you can't help but laugh. You can't make these things up, and they make them up. Here's one. Remember, you're a scumbag, jerk-off, moron. Here's one. Alleged thinking challenged dipstick created a fake GoFundMe for highway patrol training. A dipstick. Alleged cancer faker. Charged with fraud. Rhode Island woman allegedly scammed $28,000 with fake cancer. A lot of that stuff, huh? Halo community scammed by one of their own. There you go. Alabama woman, just Alabama woman. Look at all these. I said one of eight pages. We got them here. We're going to go to page two. We got to find out what they call some of these other ones too. Let's see. Here's some more headlines. Pennsylvania cop with a gambling problem ripped off department. for the GoFundMe page. South Dakota woman, they're running out of disparaging names. Oklahoma woman, why didn't they say Oklahoma? Well, I don't know. So now you can't help but read them and not think of some word, that crazy word, to describe disparaging name. Pennsylvania man, there's a lot of Pennsylvanias here. Accused of stealing funeral funds raised for his deceased girlfriend. Wow. Oklahoma man accused of faking cancer after ex who set up his GoFund rats on him. Wow. So you even have, right? You even have rats in a conspiracy, as always. Nevada woman accused of pretending her kid died to get money. They're out here putting up fake GoFundMes for little girl killed in Chicago gang violence. Man accused of stealing from GoFundMe campaign he set up for friend in ICU. Here's a fake. What? Police departments around the country are busy warning of fake fake GoFundMe campaigns. So that's just, I guess, alleged fraud. Oh, I don't know. A former leader of anti-drug group accused of stealing GoFundMe. Look at all of these. These are 8 pages of these, and I'm only on page 2. Pennsylvania woman, GoFundMe for deceased infant. Orlando police say, beware of fake GoFundMe campaigns for a fallen officer, police officer. World's worst aunt, charged with stealing from dead nephew's GoFundMe campaign. Nephew dies. The world's worst aunt. Okay, there is no other aunt, as bad as an aunt may be. This is the world's worst aunt. Couple who lost home and dog in fire say neighbor pillaged their GoFundMe camp. I'm not going to read one of these things, right? I'm reading the headlines just to give you an idea. Family upset by fake GoFundMe campaign from murdered woman. Family upset? I would think so. Someone here, man who claimed racist vandalized his truck, admits to vandalizing his own truck. GoFundMe campaign is still up. Did a bunch of vegans get ripped off by a fake animal sanctuary? Accused cancer faker Ashley Lively appears in court looking like a completely unrepentant slob. And, you know, it's okay. I think it's good that they're this familiar and this street savvy with these words and that they are judgmental, because that's good. Charity says they never received GoFundMe money from disgraced Cleveland DJ G. Spooner. J.G. Spooner is a DJ. Man astounded by total silence from GoFundMe after he says his debit card was used for phony donations. Accused GoFundMe scammer charged with running another idiotic scam while on bail for first idiotic scam. They don't learn. It's all they know how to do. Lazy scammers are stealing pictures of sick babies for fake GoFundMe campaigns. You know, recently someone sent a little picture of some girl. And it said, you know, for every time you share this, the kid gets a dollar or something. I can't believe any of this stuff. And none of it gets to my heart or tugs on my heartstrings, if there are strings in my heart. I know Judy Garland told me there were zingo, the strings of my heart. And they're pulled for various things that are horrible like this, but I got that and I just passed it by. I'm not gonna, you know, and I'm not gonna call that person and go, you tell me this is real. Well, what kind of an idiot are you? Because that's what I'd say. Find out, look these things up. Don't believe everything. Don't want to believe anything unless you could prove it. Along these lines, you can have your beliefs of things you can't prove on your own. I'm not saying you can't. Of course you can. Let's not assume the worst just because this dad left town after allegedly robbing his kid's GoFundMe account. Kid, excuse me. It's starting to get very dry down here. And they have to. Okay, Pennsylvania couple accused of killing infant son had multiple GoFundMe campaigns to bury him. Ah. Colorado, it's happening too. Authorities finally get around to arresting a man with terrible excuse for missing GoFundMe money. Accused. New Hampshire, it's happening. GoFundMe thief Crystal Gently picks up a different charge. I don't know. Stanislaus County, wherever that might be. Alleged GoFundMe fraud archives, page 3. Yeah, I know. Oh, what's this? Warns in county fallen deputy. They say that accused New Hampshire GoFundMe where it picks up different charge. I don't know what that means. Aussie mom. Now we're overseas and we've left America. And why not? This is the interweb, the World Wide Web. What do you think? You can't get to the dark web in Tunisia? Is there still a Tunisia? Tunisia? Yeah. Yeah. Is there? Yeah, I think so. Aussie mom accused of starving her baby collected $15,000 in a GoFundMe account. West Virginia woman accused of faking brain cancer. She gets $17,000. I guess, you know, what do these people think? They're just going to, like, disappear? And then nobody's going to... And I don't even know how GoFundMe works. How do you actually get the money? I don't know. People send it in like a telethon, correct? They send it in like a telethon, or they promise it, and then I don't. Or they go to, or they do it with PayPal or some other kind of, you know, those green cards where you buy the money and then you give them a number, whatever. I don't know. UK mom, they all go over to England. Says someone stole her photo. Someone stole a photo of her deceased baby. Someone stole the photo of someone's dead baby and used it. Family, you know, it's like the social media sites and the dating sites have all these fake. You could tell. You should be able to tell the fakes. But that goes back to the Nigerian scam thing and stuff we can go over again. But now they have this. Yeah, the other place where you could find out if things are real, of course, is Snopes, S-N-O-P-E-S. Snopes is constantly looking around for stuff that's fake, including they've been doing it long before this whole, you know, Russian meddling thing and, you know, election meddling thing and the fake news stuff put out by the U.S. president. All this, before all of this stuff, Snopes was always there telling, don't believe this, don't believe that. Because the minute, like I said, the minute it was available, the internet was available to do something like this, the people surfaced and did it. New Jersey woman arrested for an NFL ticket scam. Kentucky cops warn against fake GoFundMe for a murdered track star. GoFundMe deletes fraudulent campaigns for fallen Palm Springs officers. Apparently that's a big one too. The guy was shot, everyone feels like, oh my goodness, the family, you know, a man who's out there to protect us was shot and killed, let's give them money. Obvious GoFundMe scammer using stolen photos of autistic kid. Former police detective pleads not guilty, but even the detective even did it. Even people who are supposedly upstanding figures in communities and societies. Oh, yeah. GoFundMe campaign created for Texas teen with Down syndrome is a fake. The family says it's a fake because somebody else used a Detroit cop. They ran out of disparaging words. I mean, idiots, morons, jerk-offs. And this could be a whole new book. Let's write that one. There's a whole other title here. What is it? Idiots. No, was it? It was an idiot, moron. What was the first one? Jerk-off and whatever. I don't know. We'll look back at it. Or you write it. What the heck? Grieving mother says her friend stole GoPro. I don't know how they steal. I don't understand how they steal it. Police searching for woman impersonated a reporter. Food bank operator accused of stealing from a kid. Oklahoma mom admits to making up daughter's cancer. A lot of the cancer one. That's what the lady had said, wrote about there in the first one. Let's just go to one more page here. And then we'll go back to talking till we end the show. And talk about them. Daughter accused of stealing her mother's funeral funds. Ohio woman accused of stolen valor, faking cancer and the GoFundMe fraud. Okay, here's a grieving father says he never saw his dead son's funeral funds. Former detective, another one again. Family of motorcyclist who died in Memorial Day crash alleges GoFundMe fraud. These are people. California woman says her brother was subject to fake pulse shooting campaign. Pulse shooting? I don't understand that, but you go look it up. Stabbing victim upset. She never got her funds. Family of slain tow truck driver duking it out in court over GoFundMe. Son. Georgia woman behind Mandy Strong accused of theft over fake cancer claims. No more fake cancer. Family of missing girl warns of fake GoFundMe pages. Real Kenyan boys. The real, listen to this, the real Kenyan Boys Choir asks GoFundMe to remove fake Kenyan Boys Choir campaign. You can admit some of these are very creative. Trial date for Minnesota woman. Okay, that goes back. They do updates on some of this. Here's one. Some jackass created a fake GoFundMe page for Hawaii teen killed by drunk driver. Some jackass. We got jackass, jerk off, idiot, moron. And the worst aunt in the world. There are any number on this, on the categories. See, fake, and then what they do is they inviting fraud, just stupid. Hey, wait a second, let's look at the just stupid ones and see who, there's a folder for just stupid. Excuse me, the internet was not having this ratchet 20 million GoFundMe for a doctor's wedding. GoFundMe campaign million to pay Mexicans. Look at this. GoFundMe campaign seeks 10 million to, quote, pay Mexicans to kill Trump, unquote. Someone started a GoFundMe. Don't they realize? Now, that's really, that is stupid. It's just stupid, right? Because if you're going to make a public statement, I'm sure they, well, they were going to have to go get the money. I mean, to do something like, you know, shoot a public figure, no less the president, I mean, you know, that in itself is a crime, isn't it? You just don't say things like that. I mean, you're looking for trouble. Let me say, these are the just stupid headlines. All right, knock it off with the $1 million GoFundMe pages. And a picture of a cat on a laptop. Cat on a hot tin laptop. Beware, pyramid schemers are now scheming under the guise of crowdfunding. Oh no! A Minnesota man asks GoFundMe for $1 million to suffer through the new Ghostbusters movie. Now that is just stupid. But the point is, if he's not lying, here's the point. Who's gonna give him a penny? If it's a joke, right? I wonder what he, let's look at this, wait. Let's look at this particular just stupid story. Because if it's just stupid, if a guy says, give me $1 million, and people do it. Look, $1 million to see new Ghostbusters. They got $125. They got $125. There's no, is there a comment? Listen up. Here, you ready for this? Listen up, assholes. If you're going to make a joke GoFundMe page, this right here is exactly how you do it. Okay, here we go. For joke GoFundMe pages. I have to disclaim this post by letting you all know that I'm not a movie person, like, at all. So I have no idea why the new Ghostbusters is so bad, nor why this gent would be seeking $1 million to suffer through it, but I do have to give him credit for trying. He said, I'll read some of this, not all of it. Hello, my name is Aaron Clary. I'm a well-to-do bachelor and have no real needs or wants in my life. However, I'm raising money to compensate me for the pain and suffering I'd endure if I see the new Ghostbusters movie. You'll remember that they remade Ghostbusters with all the Ghostbusters being women and all very popular TV comedians or whatever. Okay. Not only will I review it so you don't have to see it, but if this actually gets funded, it will send a very clear message to Hollywood that we're sick of politics and political correctness in our movies. Proceeds from GoFundMe will go to pay for the movie, pay my off my mortgage, but property, buy property in South Dakota, a new fishing pole, and finance my continued selfish and hedonistic lifestyle. I will be eternally grateful for any donations you make, and you'll have the knowledge that you made me more money than the new Ghostbusters made movie. Thank you for your support, says Aaron Carey. It says here, you cannot fault this guy for his honesty, although one clown, okay, and then left the comment. Don't you love how total strangers come out of the woodwork telling you what to do with money that isn't theirs? Oh, well. Anyhow, props to this jackass and his fez for a GoFundMe joke. Well done. Pay attention, morons. This is how you do it. So apparently you don't go to jail for that. You obviously show. So yeah, there's nothing wrong. He said exactly what he would do if he got $1 million. And the funny is, six people in one day, he raised $125 according to this screen capture. I don't know if he got any more. Pay me $1 million to see Ghostbusters movie here. There's a, wow. 442 people shared it on all those other websites. This is called Go Fraud Me. My name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show, which is rapidly on the wane. No, it's on the wane. I was going to talk about some other things, but I'm endorsing Just Stupid. Wait, there are a couple more Just Stupids. Let's get some more Just Stupids. We'll run out the clock here at least up till 10 minutes. That awkward moment when your mom rejects your go, that's it. Hated Pharma Bro, P-H-A-R-M-A, pledges 10,000 in GoFundMe bucks to avenge autistic man taunted by 50 Cent. Hey. Prince, listen to this. Just Stupid. Now it's fraud. Prince has been cremated, but GoFundMe page for his funeral is alive and well. Okay. Oh boy, huh? Just Stupid, because they're gonna figure that one out. Felony soda stealing guy. Oh, felony soda stealing guy has a GoFundMe page for legal help because he stole soda. D-list Cleveland celebrity accused of stealing GoFundMe proceeds from a dead woman. This idiot is using someone else's vet bills to scam a GoFundMe. Those are just stupid. Ones that aren't fraud are listed on here, too. So if you really want to give money and you feel good about that and you want to help people, you can do that, too. Not fraud, just stupid. Now it's fraud. Probably not fraud, just stupid. Rescue fraud, trust and safety. It's called GoFraudMe.com. And now I've seen it. Now you've seen it. And it's somewhere you could go to find out. Water frauds. And in case you do want to start a GoFundMe page, find out if you're doing something correctly, even if it could be the God's honest truth, it could be the GHT, but you might be doing something wrong that makes it look weird, or somebody might say that's a fraud and convince you of that. In any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, that's something you might not know about, but there you go. Got to take these glasses off. They're hurting my ears. So let's call it quits a little early and tell everyone a few things here before I go. My name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name we don't have the title of the show. 148.ca/Frank. You could go read funny stuff. CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. You could read about what's happening here or not happening here. JuicedTalk.com. You could get to the archives. You can listen, download, do whatever you want with these shows. Just don't. The one thing you can't do is give them to a station and then charge somebody, ad space. You can't do that. You can't commercialize this thing. And you don't have permission to do that. Go at CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com or just go to Google and Google Cotolo Chronicles. You'll find out other places where the show is airing that are not as well, the places like True Talk Radio twice a day on the days of the week. No, not all the days of the week. Weekdays of the week. And weekend, the weekend days. And what else? Amazon.com for my books. Digitally. Put them on your phone, on your Kindle phone or whatever. Read them. They're good. They're cheap. And some of them are funny. Some of them aren't. And the books are also at Lulu.com and the wonderful pair of Molotov Memoirs books, which you can get either analog or download them at blurb.com. Those are the ones that have the fabulous art from, I was going to say G. Gordon Liddy. Isn't that something? The first name, that T. Stephen Gesick. Thaddeus. Dad. Dad. Come back, Dad. We hope to be back next week. And don't forget what we're going to have this Star Child and Anonymous Star Child. Have you gotten the new Skype? It's crazy. I don't like it. We'll do a show about that too somewhere. We'll do other stuff. And we're going to get some other people. Erwin Zucker emailed me and said, hey, Frank, I got plenty of guests if you want some. Got guests if you want it. Be aware that not every Rolling Stones song, we'll talk about this commercial stuff again there too one of these weeks if we remember. Not every Rolling Stones song you hear in a commercial for a commercial product is an original. They're not all originals. I don't know. Maybe it's cheaper to get a cover version. I don't know how that works because the whole royalty thing has gone into a black hole somewhere, and that's the end of that. So remember that if you think about it. Where is that thing? Where is that theme? Ah, I think it's right here. It's like the teacher saying, okay, we'll leave a little early today, leave the classroom. That's not much anyway, right? And what's the difference? So do all those things, all things Cotolo, you can, you want to, you don't want to, don't do it. Tell other people about this show, don't tell them, download it, don't download it, just live your life and pay attention to what you are doing. Pay attention. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. Even though it's a couple of minutes early, what the heck? I'll leave you now because we did a lot of talking and then we got a lot of, it's a pretty darn good show. I'd say it was a pretty good show. If you don't like it, write to me. If you do like it, write to me, fcotolo@yahoo.com. Tell me whatever you want to tell me. I stink, I'm no good, I like this, I don't like that. And do whatever you want to do to tell me. Do that. Send me a picture, don't send me a picture, whatever. Just, I know bad links. So I'm not one of those guys. I know bad links and I know bad frauds. Bad frauds are all bad frauds. We'll find out what you think about that. So until next time, you listen to this station, for other great things and stuff. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. I did say that before, didn't I? Okay, I'll say this now because, I'm leaving. I'll say this. I have nothing more to say.